J-B-M.
All right, that presidential. I pray.
Chilling, yo. That's a quick topic, yo. Relationships and communication. Really quickly. Do you think, and our listeners, we need to know, do you think it's a necessary thing to communicate to your loved one where you're going at all times?
No. N-O.
Why not?
For the simple fact, bro, that's insecure and overpossessive, bro.
So you don't think it's a form of...
No, it's not no form of anything, bro. That's borderline sociopath, bro. Unless you're someone's parent, bro, anybody that has to know where someone is at all times?
It's not like all times, but like it's a part of like a relationship, bro. Like,
bro, part of the relationship is trusting that the other individual is going to do the right thing.
So like, it's like, well, my thing is this, right? I get what you're saying, yo, but like in a relationship, yo, you got to communicate, you know, and part of communicating is also letting the other person who is involved in the relationship know that, hey, I'm going to step out here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Right.
So you have to give your itinerary on a daily basis.
Meaning like, not like a buffet.
No, I mean like, all right. So, hey, this is what it sounds like to me, what you're saying. Hey, I'm going to wake up at 6:30. I'm going to go to the gym. After I go to the gym, I'm going to come back home. I'm going to shower. After I shower, I'm going to work from 8:30 to 5. From 8:30 to 5, I'm going to leave and go grocery shopping. After I go grocery shopping, I'm going to go pick up the kids. After I pick up the kids, then I'm going to go. Like, that sounds, bro, like, seriously?
Like, nah, honestly, yo.
Listen to people say this stuff out loud. Really?
But nah, I get what you're saying. That's a little extreme, yo. But that sounds like more of a buffet style. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. But what I'm saying is like,
see, the word that we've been discussing the most during this whole discussion is courtesy. And I just pulled up the definition of courtesy. The definition of courtesy is the showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior toward others.
How about this? Let's look at courtesy in a relationship.
Okay.
Because that's courtesy in a relationship, communication in a relationship. Like courtesy, bro, I don't have to hold the door for anybody, bro. Because the last time I did that shit, nobody said thank you. And I wanted to kick that person in the fucking head. However, that is courtesy. I don't know the individual out of politeness. And kindness.
It's courtesy. They should be thankful that they.
Yeah, exactly. But that's
the normal person should be thankful and not expect it.
Yeah, but that's different though because I'm not trying to have a relationship with that person, and a part of a relationship is communication, bro. And a part of that for a lot of people is I also letting people know what you're doing and your plans, your future plans.
If you trust that your significant other is doing the right thing about you at all times of your day, does it matter what they're doing? Honestly.
Yeah, of course it does matter. Because I might have plans. I might be at home trying to surprise somebody. Or, you know what I mean? It's out of courtesy, bro. Like, there's a lot of arguments that happen because you don't just think about the other person. You think about yourself and what you're doing. And you're not thinking about the other person and what their plans might be for us.
No, you can't. But that's the problem. You can't make an assumption and plan someone else's time without their consent.
It's not an assumption, bro. It's, hey.
That is. You just said that I'm making plans for us. And
no, what, like, no, I'm saying, like, what if.
To me what you're going to be doing. That's like saying, hey, I'm planning for you after you get off from work to come do this with me. No, it doesn't work that way, bro. You have to, if you are, that's where communication comes in. Hey, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, do you have any plans?
What if no, what I'm saying is, what if it's a surprise?
Then that's the gamble that you take of not knowing where they are. But if they don't show up for your surprise, you're going to be upset with them when you didn't even tell them about it?
You're not going to be upset. But you would think, out of courtesy, they would say, hey, by the way, I'm stopping up, blah, blah, blah. Be like, all right, no problem. And you plan around it.
And what if they didn't tell you that they did? What would be the end results or the consequences of doing that?
Depending on what the situation was.
let's say they got a major anniversary or they got a major promotion at work and you cooked them dinner and they weren't aware that you were cooking them dinner and they went out with their coworkers and they didn't tell you. Their coworkers took them out, company expense. They didn't tell you that their coworkers were taken out because they didn't even know until after the end of work and they didn't get a chance to tell you. What happens now?
I would be pissed.
You would be pissed.
Be pissed.
You'd be pissed about that.
Hell yeah, I would be pissed, bro.
I don't know what to say about that, bro.
I'd be like, yo.
I think you should be more excited for your significant other getting a promotion at work than being upset about.
I would be, bro. But at the same time, yo, like, if you don't communicate with me, how is the relationship going to work?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to disagree on that one, my friend.
Like, how is it really going to work, bro? Like, things can't just go off uncharted like that, bro. Like, I can't just veer off at any given time and expect my significant other to be okay with it. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that, like you're going to go out and just go sleep at your ex-house at 12 o'clock at
night. It's not about cheating. It's just about, like, you know, just doing stuff, like, out of courtesy. Like, it's not even about jealousy. It's all about just courtesy, timing. It's about knowing where the other person is if there's an emergency. It's so much more that's involved in communication, bro. It's not just about keeping tabs. You know, it's about what, you know, I could make plans around that too. They could make plans around that too. Hey, I'm off on Saturday, but I'm going to Miami. Okay, cool. That means I was going to spend time with you because I know you're usually off, but since you're going to Miami, I'm just going to go spend some time with mom because she's been asking me to come over here forever. Perfect. Boom. Bang. Connect. Speaking of that, last point. We're going to we're trying to make this short, but it's a very interesting topic, and I'd love to hear what our listeners have to say about that. I know a lot of people have been through this before, multiple relationships or friendships, or it could just be a family type thing where communication plays a huge role. However, since you just pointed that out, that people are changing, what if your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, the girl that you're dating for 5 years, right? Always communicate. At 5 years.
That's another statistic.
Oh, God. Go ahead. I can't.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I said a leaf is green, you're going to be like, how green? I mean,
no, I'm just
saying. Just an example, bro.
Relationships, they reach a bump at the 5 year mark. 5, 10, 15.
Oh, here it is. You see what I'm talking about?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, fine. Okay, you've been dating for 2 friggin' months.
Okay.
All right. You've been dating this chick for 2 months, or is your girlfriend for a year? And right out the gate, you guys had a relationship where communication was very strong. It wasn't a stalker type relationship. But, like, if she, out of courtesy, if she's going to go with her friends tonight versus coming home, she'd be like, hey, babe, just let you know, I'm going to hang out with my friend Susie for like 2 hours. I'll be home later. All right. I love you. And then you beep and you're gone. Right.
All right.
Then all of a sudden, friggin' year, 1 year passed and 1 month, and communication completely stopped. She just be showing up 2 hours, 3 hours after she's supposed to be home, you know, all the time, more than twice a week, probably, you know, like 6 times in a month, and she just don't communicate anymore. You just have to call her to figure out where she's at. How would you feel?
No.
Oh, no. You want to know it?
No, I'm just saying, in this situation, I have to ask questions before I answer. I have to answer some questions before I answer.
Shit.
During the point of time between this change, has she been faithful?
What do you mean? It's part of a relationship is trust. So, has there
been any situations that occurred between this in between this change that I've seen of her being any parts of infidelity or anything of that nature?
Two parts. The first one is no, and then we'll have to go to the yes part after.
So, if it's no, then no, it's not bothering me. If she's been consistent when she comes home, when it comes to me, she's been truthful, she's been faithful. There's been no issues, no no in the inboxes on Facebook and social media. No, I don't have an issue with if she don't gotta call me and let me know, hey, she's with her girls.
So you just be chilling home, just wondering, pondering. She come home fucking drunk.
If my mind is on
fucking looking like her hair's all ruffled, like feathers.
Why would she come home drunk?
I don't know. She had a good ass night out, bro. She was just out partying and dancing. And something spill on her dress and she had to take off her blouse and just wear a tank top, come in the house. But she's like, oh, babe, I'm sorry. I mean, things happen, bro, that are suspicious, bro. Like, people sometimes go the opposite way. And you're like, why the hell?
That was just so far-fetched. How'd you go from her being a faithful, consistent person,
bro,
to coming in with her hair messed up and
it happens, bro,
all over her?
Bro, it happens, bro. I go to work sometimes, clean, sharp. I step right in the door, bro, and boom, coffee drop, boom. I have to take off my friggin' thing, boom. I'm uncomfortable. I take my tie off. Boom. I go home looking like I just got raped. You know? But because you haven't seen her in a couple hours, you don't even know where she is. You're just sitting there doing whatever you do at home. And then she shows up. You're just going to be like, oh, babe, whoa. She's like, oh, I was with my friends on. You're just going to be like, oh, okay, no problem.
If she comes in drunk with her hair all messed up and,
yeah,
and smelling like booze and liquor all over,
yeah,
her, I mean, I'm gonna ask her.
Oh, yeah. But she does. She does.
Well, that's
spilt on her. She had to take her blouse off, so she now is in. She's in her tank top, so she's not looking as formal. I mean, she told you she was with her friends, but you didn't hear from her for like the last couple of hours because you didn't reach out. She didn't reach out and communicated what she was doing after work. But here she is, 3 hours later, 2 hours later.
So now she went from being at work to she wears tank tops.
Mm.
In this, she wears tank tops in this story.
Well, wait. I don't know, man. I'm not a friggin' designer of female clothes. I only know panties. That's it.
I'm just trying to answer the
panties
question.
Panties and heels and bra, bro. Other than that, I don't know what they have on, but
I don't think I would be with a woman that would have the type of judgment
that
would put herself in that situation.
This is
the
shit right here.
That's just me personally.
Bro,
that's the reason why I don't
attacking have to. You're not attacking the problem. You're attacking everything I say that don't have any sense.
Dawning in these wild.
You see, yo, you're running away from the friggin' truth.
I'm not running. I'm just
you
saying,
are.
I wouldn't be with a woman that displays those kind of characteristics.
All right, listen, man. All right.
So, me personally, my woman wouldn't be coming in.
My woman. Bro, we're not talking about your woman, bro.
But that's what you're asking me from my perspective.
Oh, yeah, we are talking about your woman. Sorry. But we're not
talking.
But listen.
My lady would not come in.
How would she come in then?
Naked with alcohol over her.
All right. She'd been out for a couple hours. How would she come in?
Like, she just came in from, like she would normally come
in. But if she come in any other than how you expect, then it's a problem, then, apparently.
I wasn't expecting her to come in anyway.
I mean, she was out for 2 hours. You don't know what she's doing.
Why? I'm expecting her to be doing right by me.
Yeah, that's what you're expecting. But she came home with shit spilled on her. And she was dancing and sweating, so her hair looks frilly.
Yeah,
like somebody grabbed the crap out of it and humped her from the backside.
The women that I've dated or date does not display those kind of characteristics to the point that I'm going to see them,
bro.
Come in.
Things happen when you party, bro. Sometimes
not that, bro.
Yo,
you
got I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Oh, what are you talking about, bro? Loaded question is not going to work, bro, because it doesn't apply to me.
Oh, God. All right, people. We're going to have to end it here. Ricardo Miller. Hold on. Don't say anything. Okay, good. So, yeah, my boy Rick is here. And we're going to wrap it up. Please let us know what you think. There's so much content in this one that you... Listeners, you guys are going to have to figure this one out and let me know or let Ricardo know what you think. about this whole thing, yo, because obviously he's wrong and I'm right, but we just need we just need somebody to vote on this. So please submit votes. Submit votes, straight replies. Yes or no. Yes or no. Yes means, or actually, better yet, just say, Rick, yes. And that means me, because he's gay. And then, damn, that's you're Rick too. All right, so we're going to start this over. Yes. Communicate with each other in a relationship. To the point where if you're doing something out of the norm, you communicate that prior to, or no, you don't have to communicate and should be okay in a relationship and your loved one should. So there's no need to at all times. Let me hear you guys votes. We out. Any last words? Don Carleone.
I'm just so happy that this bogus side that this guy tried to split tonight.
Yeah, this, you see what I mean? All right, we out. We out, yo. J.
B.
M.